Today's parsha is Parshas Truma. It says, "Ve'daber Adonai el Moshe l'emor." God spoke to Moses. "Daber b'nei Israel, speak to the children of Israel. V'ikhu li truma, and take for me truma. Not give me truma, take for me truma. What's it? V'ikhu li truma. Me'ed kol ish asher yedvenu libo. Tikhu, take et trumati." So, why is it called that you take truma? And what's v'ikhu li? So Rashi says v'ikhu li shmi, l'shem shemayim. You should take it l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And truma, what's the lashon of truma? Truma is the lashon of mitromem. It raises you. It doesn't say give truma, it says take truma. Because when a person gives to another person, he's actually building himself and lifting himself. The taking is for himself, i.e. he's gaining himself by raising himself. By giving, a person raises himself and he's really making a kinyan on himself. And Rabbeinu Bechaya gives a marshal, not here, somewhere later on, he gives a marshal of this. He says, there was a Talmud Chacham in a Sfina of Ashirim, of rich people. And he said, "My riches are bigger than yours." And they laughed at him. Then the wind came, and the Sfina had to remove all its stuff, and all their riches were thrown into the river, into the sea. And when the Sfina got to dry land, so the people of the city saw this big Talmud Chacham, and they were melaba him, and they took care of him. Whereas these people, who are they? They don't have the riches, they lost. So they begged him, and they said, "We're sorry, we laughed at you. We now understand that your riches are bigger than our riches." And the Talmud Chacham obviously helped them. But it's a simple story, but there's a very, very deep thing to it. Message. What a person buys in this world is what he fixes in his nefesh. That's what he really has. That's the real covet of a person. What a person buys outside of himself goes. He's not taking it with him. Here is a big chiddush. That what you have outside of you can be made into ruchnias if you give it to the right course. Here they're giving it for the building of the Melech HaMishkan, for bringing a place at Kodesh Baruch Hu Shochen Lamata. Such a thing, you're taking Gashmias, you're taking the physical world, and you're converting it into ruchnias. That's something, V'yikhuli is a kinyan for you, and it's a truma, it's a itromamut, a lifting up of a person. Now it says, "Kol ish asher yedvenu libo, tikhu et trumati." We'll give, literally, this giving will be a taking for him, his kinyan, on this truma, that raises him. The giving of a person is raising, but it says, yedvenu libo, there has to be a rotzen. Now I'm going to explain this. What is this concept of lishma? Lishma, you have in many places. You have lishma by korbonus, the shema korban, lishma by matzahs, the shem mitzvahs matzah. You have lishma by get. There's many places in the Torah you have lishma. How to write the shem Hashem in a sefer Torah, right? Or the ibud of tefillin. There's lots of sugyas of lishma in the Torah. Says the Rambam of the Tshuvas that whenever the Torah is makbid, is particular on lishma, it means it wants you to do it well. I think that's what's written here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to give li, vikhu li, lishmi, for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring this truma. What does it mean? That means when you're doing something lishma, you have to do it well. How do you see if a person does something well? What's a sign in a person that he's doing something well? Yidvenu libo. When a person really wants to give with a full rotzen, then he'll do it well. The whole concept of lishma, that the Torah wants you to do mitzvahs lishma is because the Torah wants you to do well. It wants to be a complete rotzen. They want to see a complete yidvenu libo in doing the mitzvah. And the same thing is learning Torah lishma. L'shem ha-Torah, dveikus ba-Hashem. The whole concept is that you want to do this thing properly. You want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to learn Torah for the sake of Torah. You want to, Torah means you want to do what you learn. Otherwise, what are you doing it for? It's not mathematics. That means that's the whole concept of Lishma. That's the concept. You want to do it well. You want to do it properly. What do you mean you want to do it well? Because you really want to do it. There's a rotzen. That's what our parasha is teaching us. It says, Apostle Chet, Va'asuli mikdash, and make for me a mikdash. So mikdash, here speaking about the base of mikdash. Gemara says that Mishkan nikra mikdash. The Mishkan is also referring to the mikdash. V'shachanti betocham, and I will dwell with you. That means, in order for Kodesh Baruch Hu to dwell with us, we have to do this v'kuli truma lishmi. It has to be l'shem shemayim. Here, there's a remnant, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, of the two mikdashos. The word shachanti, says, it's shachain tafyud. Tafyud is the 410 years that the first Beis HaMikdash was kayam, was there. And then it says another lashon. It says, tafkaf, which is 410. And what do you get? Sheni. The second, basically, the Sheni was for 420 years. So it's both written the Shachanti of the Pasuk. I.e., how long Kodesh Baruch Hu dwelled with us in the first Beis HaMikdash, which is Shachain Tafyud. He dwelt with us 410 years. And the second way of learning the Pasuk is Sheni Tafkaf. The second Beis HaMikdash, he was Tafkaf, 420 years. Now the first key that we're going to make is the Aaron, which is the Torah, which obviously is going to be the first one, that's the most important one, that's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it says, Asu Aaron Atzei Shittim, Amatayim V'chetzi Orko, Ama V'chetzi Rochbo, 2.5 length, 2.5 width, 1.5 width, V'ama V'chetzi Komato. Ama V'chetzi Komato, for each Ama is 6 Tfachim, so it's 9 Tfachim height. And we're going to learn, they're going to have the Kaporet, which we learn from Chazal, is a tefach. So the whole Aaron is going to be 10 tefachim from the ground. First of all, what's the Lashon Aaron? The Lashon of Aaron is O Nun. Aaron, the letters, O Nun. O represents the Torah. O Raita is the Torah. Nun is Nun Shari Bina. So the Aaron is the makom of the chibur, of the connection of the Or Atara, which is the connection to Nun Shari Bina. The 50 levels of Bina, which is like the 50 days of Matan Torah, which we get to 50 levels. Now, there's a Gemara in Sukkah that says that we learn, because the place, the Mokom Achibu of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Beina Kruvim. We have these Kruvim, which we learn, Vasita Kiporet Zahav Tahor, right? Vasita Shnaim Kruvim Zahav Mikshe, that we made one piece with the kaporet, taseh ota mishnei ketzot kaporet, from the two sides of the kaporet. Yeah? The kruvim, says the Ramban, when the kruvim were male and female, and when they were together like a man and a woman, there was shalom between the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. And the makom kivyachol of the Kodesh Baruch Hu was bein kruvim. Moshe Rabbeinu, see, we're going to see, Beina Kruvim, he spoke, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Dibur was Beina Kruvim. And the Gemara in Sukkah learns that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, dwells Beina Kruvim. Aitil Tent Fachim Hai is, so to speak, the place of the Kruvim. From Tent Fachim and lower is the place of man. That's called Rishu Sarab. That's where we learn the Rishu Sarab, the height of the Rishu Sarab. Mimele, we learn also this height, the Chatzitza, what divides the Rishu Sarab, is a Mechitza of 10 Tfachim. That's what's said in the Gemara in Sukkah. The Kaporet, what is Lashon Kaporet? Why is it called Kaporet? We do know that Yom Kippur, right, is called Yom Kippur. It's interesting, the same Lashon as Kaporet. And we know that the avoda of Yom Kippur achat lamata, v'sheva lamata. And we know the Yom Kippur, the Loshon of Kippur, is Loshon of Nikayon, litkaper al nashotechem. We're toned, we're clean from our sins. What's this to do with the kaparet? That's the mokum of the avoda. What's it to do with the kaparet? I mean, it's not the avoda which cleans us, the sheir sila zazel cleans us, but the name Yom Kippur, Pashtus, comes from this Loshon of kaparet, and the avoda which is done there. Yom Kippurim. So I want to explain. The place, Kiviyachol, the tent Fachim, is the physical world, represents the physical world, the Rishus Arabi. Represents the place of Piru, the place of Ra, so to speak, place of man, where he has Bechira, we can do good or bad. And Lemala Mitent Fachim is the place, Kiviyachol, of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the place, which is the kaparet of the connection of the physical world to the spiritual world, has to be able to contain the spiritual, which is free of chet. So the makom, the place of chibul, has to be mitnakeh from chet. That's why it's called kaporet. It's clean of chet. The makom of chibul has to be clean of chet. What's below can have bechira, but the makom achibu, which is the makom of elyonim to tachtonim, has to be a chibu to elyonim, has to be domelo, so has to be free of chet. So therefore, that's why that lashon is a lashon of the kaporet. We have the badei Aaron, right? Let's say it Aaron behem. But the Gemara says that Aaron nose et nosav. The Aaron actually carries the people who carry it. The Aaron doesn't need you to carry it. You have to carry the Aaron because of Derech Eretz. You have to show that you're carrying it. But really, the Aaron nose et nosav. So the Gemara says, so a simple understanding, these atzei shitim, there's a love not to remove them ever, forever, as she says. There's a love not to remove them. They represent Tomchei Torah, the people who are supporting Torah. And Chazal are teaching us that an Aaron noset nosav, don't think that you're supporting Torah, that you're carrying the Torah. The Torah is carrying you. Aaron noset nosav, the Torah carries you. The next thing is the Shulchan. So now, Ravina Bachi says here, Vasita Shulchan. What's this Loshen Shulchan? The Shulchan represents the Shtei Alechem, the Lechem Apanim, the 12 breads, right? It represents the Parnas for Klal Yisrael. The Shulchan represents, Rashi says here, represents Malchus. It's the Parnas for Klal Yisrael. The Shulchan shouldn't come after the Aaron. It should really be Menorah. The Menorah represents Torah. The Shulchan should be first Aaron, Menorah, then Shulchan. So what's the change in order? So, simply speaking, is what we spoke about before. That im ein kemach, ein terah. Shulchan, which represents Ashirut, Malchus, Parnasa, has to be samach to the terah. Because im ein kemach, ein terah. And also, im ein terah, ein kemach. And that's the Loshon Shulchan. Rabbeinu Barachya says, Shulchan is Loshon Shalach, sent. Shalach Nun. It's sent from Nun Sharibina, which is the Torah. The Shefa that comes to a person comes from the Torah. That's why it's called your Shulchan. The Shefa that came to the Shulchan came from the Torah, came from the Aaron. V'natata ala Shulchan lechem panim b'fanai tamid. There was a special din by the lechem panim. The lechem panim were put in there after they ate, and they were left a week. And then the next lechem panim were put there, and the kohanim on Shabbos took them out and they ate it, and it was fresh as if it was still hot. There was a nase by the lechem panim, right? These lechem panim, and this represents parnasa to klal Yisrael, malchus ashirut. That's what the shulchan represents. So there's this nase every week. That, and Chazal tell us that you ate a little bit of this lechem upon him, a little bit. You were nisba. You were satiated. It's maisenisim by the lechem upon him. So now, why? There was a special din by the lechem upon him, how they were made. They were facing each other. panim el panim, which is interesting, and that's like the kruvim. Has had a similar form to the kruvim, panim el panim.
It's also lechem el panim.
Yeah, that's what it's called, lechem el panim, because it's facing each other. Yeah. So it says, what? Why is that?
How does bread face each other?
No, because it was made in a way that it's like it's like flat. It was a matzah. It was made flat and go up, and then like move face like turn towards each other. Why was it that form? And it's called lechem apanim. And you see, there's a similarity to the proving, because parnasa comes when there's shalom and ayin tova ish l'ra'ehu, when a person looks to his fellow man. And they look ish l'ra'ehu, right? They connect, like the kruvim, the connection. When the shalom in Klal Yisrael, the shalom at home, then there's a shefa panasa. Panasa depends on shalom. Time of famine, right, there's ayin ra. Time of shefa, there's ayin tova. And this is something a person has to know. This, the Gemara says, there's a Gemara by a lover and a malva, a borrower and a lender. And the Gemara gives an ukimta, the Gemara Bava Matzi gives an ukimta. It says, the lender is believed, in a case that the lender is believed, such a case is the ukimta of the Gemara. So Gemara says, why don't you make an ukimta the other way around, where the borrower is believed? And the Gemara says, tumat Yisharim Tenachim, that a person who is Yashar and proper in his livelihood, Tenachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him riches. And I always tell this to my Talmidim, if you want to do well in business, you might not make a quick buck, you might not make quick money, but if you're honest and care for the other person that you're doing business, in what sense? That it's a win-win business deal, that he's gaining and you're gaining. You gain money slower, but you keep it. And you'll be, that's how a person gets rich, by being honest in business. And I think that's what Rabbeinu Bachya is here also by the Shulchan. Also the Lechem Apanim. The two people are facing each other. It's a friendship. It's a win-win relationship. Vasita, so the next one is the menorah, which is mul hashulchan, right? Menorah tzav tahor mikshe te'aseh ha-menorah, right? So you have to make it one mikshe, like the kiporet with the kruvim, so the whole menorah. Now there's a very interesting thing here. The menorah has these, a special din by it. Did it say? It doesn't say by the menorah. Yeah, it says mikshe te'aseh. It will be made. Not that you make it; it will be made. So Rashi brings that Moshe Rabbeinu was difficult to the making of the menorah. What's difficult about it? Like, you know, in the Mochama Migdash, they made one. You know, Shidus Rashi, Shidus Rambam, making gviya like this or gviya like that. What's difficult about it?
I mean, he didn't have the machine.
Amala Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashlech et akika lo'o, throw in the fire. Vehi naaseh naasit me'elea. Lekach lo nichtav te'aseh, rather ta'aseh.
Te'aseh rather ta'aseh.
It's written te'aseh instead of ta'aseh. Okay, anyway. What's this big deal? What do you understand? Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah was per al per adabebo. Moshe Rabbeinu heard Torah bein akruvim. The Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu was a clarity of Torah. The Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu was the Torah of the Aaron. The menorah was Torah that was mul the shulchan. Torah im derech eretz. Torah im parnasa. That Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. He didn't understand what tzura that has, what form that has. How could that be a form? The Gemara in Bracha says, like there's basically two camps. There's the camp of a person should learn, and the Kodesh Baruch will provide for him. Right? It's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And there's another camp that a person should learn in Derech Eretz. Right? Not Bnei Akiva. Yeah, it's Torah im Derech Eretz. And the Gemara says, if a person, ask the question, if a person's involved in Parnassa, Torah Matiele, what will be with the Torah? How can a person be involved in Torah and be involved in Parnassa? The Parnassa takes him away from the Torah. You can't be Dovuk with Torah. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu maybe didn't understand. He didn't understand how there can be a tzura of Torah with Derech Eretz. Because it's very hard. You're working, you're tired, you're coming home. What time do you have for learning? Your whole day, your whole mind, your whole body is involved in making parnasa, thinking about the physical world, thinking about making money. All the practicalities of living in the physical world. And all of a sudden, you have to switch your mind and learn Torah. You didn't understand how that could be. It is a very hard thing. It is a very hard thing to understand how that tzura should be. That's the tzura of the menorah. And why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu say, just throw it and it'll happen by itself? A person who is working and learning, there's only one way he can get a tzura of Torah. He has to throw himself into the Eish of Torah, and it's Naaseh Me'aleha. Then the Torah, the form of that menorah, is Naaseh Me'aleha. Everyone has his own surah. Everyone has his own way of combining Torah and Derech Eretz. But there's one way that's equal to everyone. You have to throw yourself into the aura of Torah. If you
it
throw
it combined.
So, see, wants to say, it's not you're throwing in just yourself the Torah. You're throwing in yourself, which is also Derech Eretz. That combination is going to be synthesized into a Miksha Achad. And that Miksha Achad of Torah with Derech Eretz is going to be the awe of the menorah, the awe of the Torah. Either Derech Eretz is also going to become Torah. And maybe that is what Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand. He didn't understand how the Derech Eretz is Nefach the Torah. And that's Nefach the Torah only if Torah is keva and malach to arai. It doesn't mean in terms of hours. It means in terms of how much a person is mishabed himself to Torah. What's ikka in his life is Torah. When it's ikka, it doesn't matter how hours. A person can learn for an hour a day and work 9 hours a day. But Torah is ikka. All those 9 hours become miksha achad with this Torah, become together one with this Torah.